T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, we're honored to welcome the mayor of the great Elm City, the city of New Haven, the Honorable Justin Elliker. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, thanks. Obviously, as the song says, the heat is on. Yeah. What kind of steps are you able to take in New Haven as far as cooling centers and the like is concerned to help your citizens?
Yeah, it's been pretty hot, and with everything going on with COVID, it obviously makes our response to these sorts of things a little bit more complicated. We've opened up a cooling center in the downtown area at the Ives Library from 9 to 5 today, and it was open yesterday. And we did this about a week ago as well for the heat wave and had maybe about 15 people come in during the day and are hoping that people take up that option if they feel like they need it.
Well, it is kind of bad news. I didn't know Ann Taylor started in New Haven.
Yeah, pretty amazing, huh? And, you know, I think it's just one of the casualties of COVID-19, and we've seen some other businesses close. Obviously, this is a tough time economically around the nation, and, you know, we're doing our best to balance making sure that restaurants and retail stores have the support they need to open up safely and making sure that residents are kept safe, and that's a real tricky balance nowadays.
As the summer rolls on and it becomes hotter, one of the concerns was that as we get to phase two and we're not yet into phase three, that people would go out and act like they're on holiday. New Haven being a college town, even though the colleges are out of station, you got a lot of young people there. Have you had issues with bigger gatherings of people than we were supposed to have? And if you did, Mayor, how were you able to disperse those crowds?
We've had a couple of issues. So by and large, people have been really good at wearing masks and doing social distancing. And so I just want to express my appreciation for people staying the course. It's a reason why Connecticut and New Haven still see pretty low numbers. But we've had pretty significant gatherings at Long Wharf near the taco truck area. And we had some significant numbers at Lighthouse. We're working to deal with those issues. At Lighthouse, we're now limiting capacity and limiting the site to Connecticut residents only. And at Long Wharf, we've had police officers there to ticket if people are parked illegally because, you know, there's so many people parking that people are parking illegally, trying to remind people to social distance. We just got to be careful now.
What about, I'm sorry, Mayor, but I didn't look at this. Is Yale coming back or are they going to be online? I think Harvard was going to try that.
That's okay. So Yale is mostly coming back. They have almost all classes coming back, although I believe it's the sophomore class is not coming back in the fall. And they're going to come back in the spring. And so the goal of that is to try to reduce the numbers of students in dorms so that if students are doubling up normally, they would have singles and be spaced out more. And I think that's, overall a good thing that as long as Yale has a solid plan for making sure people are tested when they come back, which Yale appears to have, because we got to get the economy rolling while at the same time balancing safety. And we're working with Yale to make sure that happens.
How much do you get the chance to communicate with the governor, mayor, and how much have you talked to him about phase three, the importance and your thoughts about whether we should move ahead with that or it's good to take a pause?
I talk with the governor relatively frequently. We're both pretty busy, so it's usually a pretty quick call. And I think that it's safe to say the governor is very aware of our concerns in New Haven. There's a lot of talk, particularly about schools and opening up schools. And our preference is that we have a hybrid model, which means that, you know, 2 days a week, half the kids would come in, another 2 days a week, the other half would come in. So we just don't have as many kids on the bus, as many kids in the classroom. And I also think that the governor has been overall quite successful with the numbers of cases in Connecticut, but is aware that if we push it too hard, given everything's going on in the rest of the nation, we could pretty easily see another spike. I anticipate another spike, and so I think we just need to be really cautious about phase three.
I was on the website, the public schools website, and I was looking at the 37-page plan. That seems to be an idea, that hybrid model, that at least at the beginning makes sense. But would you even be in favor, Mayor, of delaying the start of school a couple of weeks just to make sure that we're in the right place? Or do you think it's imperative that the students have to go back now?
I think we got to start school. And at this point, if you look at the case numbers right now, that we can go to this hybrid model in a safe way. Now, as everyone knows, this thing changes really quickly. And it's possible that in a few weeks' time, we could see an uptick in cases, and then we might reconsider and do online learning only. I do think it's important to start on time, whether that is a hybrid model or whether that is going back to online learning only. It'll depend on the cases that we have.
Just a question I would have, and this was a problem this summer with kind of distance learning that was going on. There are a number of kids, particularly of lesser means, that don't really have the ability to connect to the internet and take the lessons. I know some laptops were passed out. That certainly is right. But if you don't have the connection, where are you?
Yeah, this is a major challenge, especially for cities like New Haven, where there's a lot of people that either don't have devices to get on the internet or don't have the access to the internet, period. It's something that we're working through. Thankfully, we have some federal funding through the CARES Act to purchase Chromebooks and other devices. The Board of Ed is spending around $4 million of that money to make sure that every kid K through 8 has devices. This spring, we made sure that every kid in high school had devices. And then separately, we're putting Wi-Fi on the top of schools so that families that are within a few blocks of the schools will have access to free internet. And we're working on a plan to expand that access to more families in New Haven.
Talking with New Haven Mayor Justin Elker for a few more minutes. Mayor, we've talked all morning about the fact that the state Senate takes its crack at the special session today, and obviously the police accountability bill. What are your thoughts on the bill in its present form, and do you want to see it passed?
I do want to see it passed. I know that there have been some concerns by police officers and police unions, particularly about qualified immunity, and that the original bill has been changed some to address some of those concerns. Overall, I think the spirit of the bill, making sure that there's, for example, body camera requirements, as long as that's supported with some funding, and the spirit of the bill of accountability, and making sure that we address some of what is pretty egregious acts in the past, is critical to build trust within the community, and actually a really good thing for police departments too. And just to give you an example, so we implemented mandatory body cameras on officers in New Haven, and oftentimes those officers tell the full story. And cell phone cameras, you only see one angle, and so in some cases it actually supports the story of the officer. And so getting that kind of accountability, I think, is important for both sides.
Yeah, the best thing is to know what happened. And sometimes
exactly.
That's very difficult. So, you know, just one other thing very quickly, speaking of officers and law enforcement, so on and so forth. As you know, Seattle, Portland, they're having some serious problems. New York's having a few. A number of mayors, including the mayor of Kansas City, have said, hey, no federal troops, man. We don't want that. Have you gotten into that, and would you be concerned? And how have things been this hot summer?
I would obviously be very concerned if we saw the kind of things that are going on in, say, Portland, in New Haven, with federal troops enforcing protesting laws. That's something that we have the capacity to handle in New Haven. And because of our history of community relations, we believe we're in a much better position to handle that well. We do have partnerships with our federal law enforcement officers. There's been an uptick in violence in New Haven, and I don't want to disparage that partnership, because in many ways that partnership helps us address very difficult situations. However, troops in New Haven is not a direction that we want to head in at all.
All right. I have to compliment your Board of Education. I've been looking through their return to school plan, the color-coded idea. I tell you what, it makes it so much easier to try to follow what you're planning to do, because I've read some of these, and I put my head down after 5 minutes because I had a headache. So compliments to your now just the hope that we can execute the plan. That's the big thing.
I appreciate it. I know that the team has been working really hard on it, so it's nice to hear some good feedback.
Mayor, thanks for the time.
Keep
we
it
appreciate
up,
it. Stay safe. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Take care.
It's Mustard Mayor Justin Ulliker, quickly becoming a fan favorite on the morning show. I have to.
We kind of like him.
Yeah, we like him because he's pretty good, and he makes things pretty simple.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.